At Westminster, the bruising daily business of politics has been put on hold. Instead, a special session of the House of Commons for the nation's politicians to pay their respects to the one person in the country who never allowed herself to be political. Leading the tributes, the new Prime Minister, who was given the job by the Queen in her last ever official engagement just 2 days before she died.
She was the rock on which modern Britain was built. She came to the throne at just 25, in a country that was emerging from the shadow of war. She bequeaths a modern, dynamic nation that has grown and flourished under her reign.
Opposition leader Keir Starmer said she was Britain's greatest ever monarch, and he hoped her death would bring the nation back together.
We must always remember one of the great lessons of our Queen's reign, that we are always better when we rise above the petty, the trivial, the day-to-day, to focus on the things that really matter, the things that unite us, rather than those which divide us.
There was some of that unity evident. Warmth, laughs and applause greeted a speech by Boris Johnson, who earlier this week was forced to quit as Prime Minister after being ousted by members of his own party.
Only 3 days ago, when she saw off her 14th Prime Minister and welcomed her 15th, and I can tell you, in that audience, she was as radiant and as knowledgeable and as fascinated by politics as ever I can remember, and as wise in her advice as anyone I know, if not wiser.
Another former Prime Minister who became deeply unpopular over Brexit delighted the Commons with tales of her time with the late Queen. Theresa May recalled a picnic with the royal family at Balmoral where she'd been asked to lay out the food.
I picked up some cheese, put it on a plate and was transferring it to the table. The cheese fell on the floor. I had a split-second decision to make. I picked up the cheese, put it on the plate and put it on the table. And I turned round to see that my every move had been watched very carefully by Her Majesty the Queen. I looked at her, she looked at me, and she just smiled. And the cheese remained on the table.
In recent years, the atmosphere in the House of Commons has been hostile, with divisions over issues like Brexit, the pandemic, and the energy crisis. But in this moment of national remembrance, there was, for once, unity, goodwill, grief, but also some laughter. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, London.